right, so here we are at the 14th annual event. You weren't here when this started, but this has really blown up into an important, important event for the Muncie Mission Ministries, Frank.
It really is, Steve. This is the largest fundraiser for the Muncie Mission in the year. But we walk for other reasons as well. We walk for those who have no other options. And today, as I, you know, as we're here in the convention center and the place is starting to fill up, there's a lot of energy, there's a buzz going on. We're going to have a great time. We're having donuts and coffee and everybody's, you know, slapping each other on the back. And we're going to walk to the mission. But when we're through, we're going to go home. Yep. We're going to sit in our living rooms. We're going to watch Olympic Games. But there are still going to be people on the street in this weather where it's wet, 30 degrees, who have no place to go. And so we're walking to raise awareness for them and for the services of the Muncie Mission.
That's exactly why it happens. One of the things that people have asked me about a lot since you were on with me last week is the additional services, serving now women that need some help. And also, I think there's another city involved, too. Explain that briefly, would you?
That's correct. Beauty for Ashes is a women's transitional housing facility in Madison County.
Yeah.
And effective January 1st, they merged, or the Muncie Mission and Beauty for Ashes merged. And so now, through partnerships with everyone in our community, everyone that is here at the walk today and other people that support the mission, we offer transitional housing for women in East Central Indiana and much needed service.
Great. I'm glad you added that in, and we're able to add that in through the support of the community and individuals and businesses too. Why don't we talk about the businesses quickly about this event? There's a lot of sponsor support. You don't want to miss anybody, but do your level best to do your thank you here, Frank.
Well, I want to thank Gill Brothers for their sign sponsorship. The signs all over town is a result of Gill Brothers and A1 Graphics. And then Signature Healthcare is an important sponsor here at the Mission and for this event. Wolfboom Radio, Westminster Village, and Steve, I'm going to get myself in trouble if I try to name them all. But what I would say is that those sponsors are on our website, walkformuncymission.com or muncymission.org, and we encourage our donors, our supporters, to visit these places and thank them for their support of the Muncie Mission.
All right, Mr. Mayor, community coming together for the 14th time for this event. You and I have talked about it so many times. This is really what Muncie is all about, isn't it?
It is, and I think you and I have been doing this for 14 years.
Absolutely.
But it is, and you know, and it's a pretty decent day to do this. But again, there's going to be hundreds here supporting the mission, and Steve, people like you and I that are involved in helping people in our community know what a partner and a great partner the Muncie Mission is to help men that are battling issues, whether it's addiction issues, homeless issues that may not even be of their own problems.
Yeah.
But great program. We're glad to be here to support them.
As a mayor, what's it make you feel like to see the community coming together to this level and degree?
Well, it always warms your heart. Cold day, warm heart, and you see young and old here, people with disabilities, people that are very healthy, and it's just, it warms your heart.
Muncie Fire Department is here in force again. A lot of city agencies and so forth will take place. That's got to make you happy too, right?
It is, and the Mission is a great partner with us when we open up our warming centers for people. So, yeah, it is. We'll have our aerial truck out there with a great flag to walk under to kick it off. And I know you'll be doing what you do.
Always.
Always.
I got to do what I do.
You got to do what you do, buddy.
Good to see you, Mr. Mayor.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Well, let's start by introduce yourself. I'll have you both do that, and then we'll talk about what you did and how you did. Are you tripping on something there? It's like a code or something.
Well,
I got you.
I've got a prosthetic leg, so I'd like to hold on to somebody.
Introduce yourself first for me, would you please?
Sure. My name is Mary Ipple.
And you are?
I'm Kendra Misbach.
And you two apparently both got together again this year to raise money for the Muncie Mission Ministries. About how much do you think you've raised for this year's event?
Over 10,000.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That was our goal.
Yes.
How did you do that? I mean, tell us the secret.
Well, probably a little guilting, but honestly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Honestly, people just wanted to do it. Yeah. They know I've volunteered there for 8 years, and then when I lost my legs a little over 2 years ago, Kendra and her discipleship group decided we should all walk in my honor. I had done it before, but didn't think I could that year.
Right.
And so it just started from that.
And your part in this is what?
Oh, geez.
She's the chief cheerleader and tutu maker.
Okay. Is this the original tutu group that we see year after year?
Yep. Yep, we're just the spirit. We're the team spirit.
How did you come up with a tutu concept? I think people wonder that.
Oh, well, you see all the races, and people just have, they just have different themes, and so tutus just seem to be fun. And I have a group of girls.
I was going to say there are others that are copying you, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But she has it in her hair as well.
This is my D group girls did this last night, so we just...
They were seventh graders, so they liked colors, and they liked girly colors.
And sparkly.
Yeah. And sparkly.
We started off as blue, because Mary's favorite color was blue, so the first year we did it was all blue, and then now we just have whatever people want.
So you said you volunteered for the mission for 8 or so years, so have you been in the walk for 8 or so years, too? Or
almost. Yes, 7.
Unbelievable.
And we even got the mission men are here supporting me.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's just a great story.
I'm gonna take a picture
so,
of them.
What I'd like to tell our listeners is, as you mentioned during the interview a second, you have prosthetic legs. No one would know, by the way. I just saw, you're standing here with me doing the interview, you're walking around, you're tripping on coats like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? There is absolutely no excuse whatsoever to not help an organization like
That's
the Muncie
right.
Mission Ministry.
That's right. That's correct. The first year, my husband pushed the wheelchair behind me, but I made the walk. I was the last person, but
yes,
I made
was.
It.
Thank you so much for doing this. I know you've worked hard for the fundraising efforts, but you, I assume, are very proud of everybody in this room
Absolutely.
For doing their part, large or small.
It's for the Lord.